हरे कृष्णा। फिक्सिंग अ लीकिंग टैंक इज मोर इम्पॉर्टेंट देन फिलिंग द टैंक। सपोज वी हैव अ वाटर टैंक वेयर वी स्टोर वाटर एंड वी फाइंड इट हैज बिकम एम्प्टी। वी मे इमीजिएटली ओह आई नीड वाटर सप्लाई, वी मे इमीजिएटली स्टार्ट टर्निंग ऑन अ टैप और गेट अ पाइप और गेट बकेट्स स्टार्ट फिलिंग इट। इट्स इम्पॉर्टेंट नेचुरली टू फिल एम्प्टी टैंक, बट इफ द टैंक हैज बिकम एम्प्टी नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ यूजेज ऑफ द वाटर बट बिकॉज देर इज अ लीकेज एट द बॉटम ऑफ द टैंक, देन अगेन वी फिल द टैंक, वॉट इज गोइंग टू हैपन, वी मे फिल इट बट द वॉटर विल लीक आउट, एंड नो मैटर हाउ मेनी टाइम्स वी कीप फिलिंग द टैंक विल कीप लीकिंग द वॉटर, एंड इन दिस वे वॉट एवर वी डू इट विल नॉट बी प्रोडक्टिव, आवर एफर्ट इन फिलिंग द टैंक विल बी वेस्टेड। If we consider our consciousness to be like a tank of energy which we have, and usually we need to be rejuvenated. So whole day we do some activity, do some work, at night we feel exhausted and we sleep and we wake up again, then we have restored our energy, and with that energy when we work, then we have got refreshed energy to work. So that way, we rest rejuvenates our energy. In a sense, it's like filling the tank when it has become empty. Now, sometimes, even if we have rested adequately during the day, still, during the night, still during the daytime, we start feeling very tired. And we may find, okay, why am I feeling tired like this? So, we may think, oh, I need some sleep. But if you have had enough sleep at night, and still we are feeling tired, at that time we may not be physically tired, we may be mentally tired. You know, we may just be fed up of things. Sometimes if we are placed in situations which we don't like, sometimes if we have to do things which we don't like, sometimes if things are going in a way that we don't like, then we start feeling fed up, we start feeling tired. And we just don't feel like doing anything, we feel de-energized. And that mental tiredness, we think, oh, I'm tired, I need some sleep. But actually, physical tiredness can be rejuvenated by physical rest. But mental tiredness cannot be rejuvenated by rest. Because it's not rest that is needed. What is happening is that our energy is getting sucked away. And when our energy is getting sucked away, sometimes after waking up also, rather than feeling rested, we feel frustrated. Oh, that was not going on well. And now I slept also so much time. I wasted more time. So, this happens when we are not addressing the problem. So, because of our negativity, because of our resentment, our mental energy tank is getting leaked. The energy is getting depleted. And when the energy is getting depleted like this, we need to fill it at the proper level, not by physical rest. So, Krishna talks about happiness in the mode of ignorance, and he says, Ya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madameva cha na vimunchati medha dhriti saparta tamasi. He talks about determination in the mode of ignorance. And such determination means that one is always morose, one is always pessimistic, one is always miserable, always worried. So this sort of negative attitude is what saps our energy. And this, Krishna says, is representative of the mode of ignorance. And when we find ourselves getting exhausted without doing anything exhausting, just because of the state of things, then we need to change our consciousness. Our energy is getting leaked because of that resentment. That resentment comprises the leak by which our mental energy is going away. And that resentment can be removed by devotion. When we cultivate bhakti, when we chant Krishna's name, when we study Krishna's message, when we connect with Krishna through prayer, through remembrance, through service, then that connection helps us see beyond the immediate situation. Okay, whatever things may be going wrong, Krishna is in control, and Krishna will work things out well eventually. Machittah sarva durgani mat prasadat tarishyase. Krishna says in 18.58, if you become conscious of me, you will pass over all obstacles by my grace. So if you become conscious of Krishna, then this will happen. He will, at least the resentment will go away, because we are not thinking about the things that are going wrong. We are focusing on Krishna. And as we stop worrying about problems, the problems also decrease in their magnitude, in their severity. and then we can gently, calmly, responsibly deal with the situation and move forwards in our life. So this connection with Krishna, when you feel, I have so much work to do, I don't have energy, my tank is empty, and I don't have time or energy for connecting with Krishna. But connecting with Krishna is like fixing the leaking tank. Once we fix the leaking tank, we'll find that we have time, we have energy. The thing which was getting depleted and leaked earlier, that will be available for us for doing constructive work. So the time invested in fixing a leaking tank is not a wastage. Although visibly we may not see any result immediately, but it's an investment which will give, which will make our work of filling the tank meaningful. Similarly, the time when we spend in bhakti, that will fix the leaking tank of our consciousness, and that will make the other work that we do, the energy that we put in our other work, it will make it more productive. Thank you. Hare Krishna.